السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه، ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Jumu'ah. Indeed, this is a great, great, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know that this is the last Jumu'ah of Sha'ban, and the month of Ramadan is on our doorsteps. It's almost here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of seeing this month of Ramadan, witnessing this month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are able to fulfill the haqq of the month of Ramadan. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third part, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, allow us to witness this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So that excitement in a Muslim should be growing, that this month is almost there. Not that it's something that when the moon is sighted, then we say, okay, now if we go for Taraweeh, and now we become aware to the fact of what we expect in the month of Ramadan. But long before, that anticipation and that excitement would every day coming, that excitement that this Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. And also that fear that Allah Pak mustn't make it such that we don't fulfill the haqq of the month of Ramadan. So there's excitement and also there's a fear. So a Muslim is moving on this path. And this month of Ramadan really is a guest. And a very, very special guest. And not a guest that's just coming into my house or coming to your house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this guest into every home of every Muslim. So now we know, like when we're getting a guest, how we ensure that everything in the home is up to date. Everything is up to standard. Preparations are made in advance that what we're going to serve the guest for lunch. If the guest is staying there for 2 days, which room the guest is going to stay in, how that room is made, how clean the house is, how everything is put in place for the special guest that is coming. So like that, the special guest, the month of Ramadan is coming. We got to see, are we ready for this month of Ramadan? So just Jummah Bayan that we'll go, inshallah, we'll speak about few tips for the month of Ramadan, what we can do to ensure that we can get maximum out of this month. It's not an ordinary month. If we don't have these few tips or these few things we don't have in place, it may be such, Allah Pak save us, that the month will come and the month will go and we'll spend it like any other month of the year, as though we haven't made any effort to increase the value of this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us. So in the last bayan, we spoke about two things. One is dawami ta'at, where a person ensures that at every given moment, he's doing that thing that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he asks himself, that what will Allah Pak be happy for me to do now? He's driving on the road, we gave the example, and somebody is indicating to turn. If he stops at that point and he allows the person to turn, will this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks himself. And if that is the answer is yes, then that's what I should be doing. If I show courtesy, if I show kindness, if I show sympathy, if I show empathy, and this pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's the thing that I should be doing. Sometimes we want to impress people with our wealth, and sometimes with our status, and sometimes with our position. But the hakikat and reality is impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would Allah Pak be pleased with at this time? And sometimes we'll be surprised that it is simple things that make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more happy than doing things that are elaborate and extravagant. So whatever makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, that is what we have to do. The month of Ramadan, we ask ourselves, it is the time when many, many people will be fasting. At the time of breaking the fast, at that time, what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? If I just engage in talk, in chit-chat, in busying myself and looking at all the savories and all the varieties and comparing, or if I engage myself in dua, this is the time when duas are answered, the time of sehri and the time of iftar, duas are answered, should I be engaging in dua? Or this is the time of being kind and sharing, should I make arrangements in advance to see how I can help those that are needy, those that are poor? In the Bayhaqi riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so simple he made it, that every person, it doesn't matter what your financial status is, every person can get the reward of feeding a fasting person. And he's getting the full reward of the person that fasted. as simple as it gets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever feeds a fasting person, for the person that feeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him sins, save him from the fire of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person the reward of the person that fasted. And that person that fasted, his reward won't decrease an inch. So he'll get the full reward of a fasting person just by giving a sip of water for one day. How costly is that? It doesn't cost a person anything. Or if a person doesn't even, he can't even afford that, he just makes arrangements. He can see that there are people in the masjid, people are fasting. Now this khajur is provided in the masjid. He just takes that khajur and he walks around and he offers the people that this is what I can do to assist those that are fasting. This is my contribution. There's reward. There's hope that Allah Pak will give him that reward also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. This is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. His mercies are pouring down in the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan. So it is for us to grab. So another way that we can show kindness, empathy and sympathy, these are just tips for the month of Ramadan, is we all have staff. Every one of us has some type of staff, whether it is a domestic staff, whether it's somebody that's working in the garden, or whether it's somebody that we know, or somebody that we is below us in any way, show some kind of kindness to that person. That this person is fasting, he is working or she is working, that let me change my times of the month of Ramadan if possible. If I can finish 15 minutes early, I can finish 30 minutes early, what a big difference it will make to this person. They have to go home, they have to prepare also, they have a family. So that will become a person's contribution and his charity for the month of Ramadan by showing some kindness to his staff. And not only that will happen, is they will make dua for him. They will make dua for him at that time when duas are answered, that my boss has given me this 30 minutes extra every day in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah Pak, you reward him for this. So now this becomes his charity and he's getting duas, and not just duas, duas from the heart. The simple way, he showed that extra kindness to the staff. One other thing that will happen when a person shows kindness to the staff is that they also will start looking forward to the month of Ramadan. They also will start appreciating the month of Ramadan, and they also will have that this is some great month. That every month, every day, we see how hard we are working. But this month, we are getting that 15 minutes, the 30 minutes, whatever time a person can manage, the more the better. With the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak won't take anything away from a person's rosy when he is giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next thing that we should do, we're starting off at the time of iftar. Person should make sure that he engages in dua. People around will be talking, somebody will, as I mentioned, somebody will be talking about the coke and somebody will be talking about the samosas and the halim, and the excitement is there. But a person must take out time. Don't be foolish and be so engrossed in food that you forget to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the time when duas are answered. Make it a point of taking out time and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes the Salatul Maghrib. Person should try and read the Salatul Maghrib. Ideally, we shouldn't miss our Jamaat in the masjid. Try and get the first saf. Try and get Takbir-e-Ula. And the next thing, simple thing that we should do, don't miss it in the month of Ramadan, is 6 rakat of Awabin after the Fard Salah of Maghrib. And this Awabin is not hard. We normally read our 2 rakats of Sunnah. Then what we can do is we read 4 more rakats and make niyat that we're reading Salatul Awabin. So in the 2 rakats also we're making niyat of Awabin. And then we read 4 more rakats of Awabin. We're getting 6 rakats of Awabin. We find that the awliya Allah, they would never miss the 6 rakats of Awabin. Inside Ramadan and outside Ramadan, it doesn't take long. We just need to make it a point of reading Awabin. If we get tawfiq of reading a little bit longer, all the better. This is the month of Ramadan. More time in the masjid, more time in ibadat, the better it is. Once we start filling our day with good amal, we'll find that there'll be less time to waste in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Next is, a person maybe want to have some supper, he can go home, have some supper. Make it a point of coming early for the Taraweeh Salah. Don't make it such that a person comes last. And doesn't, ideally a person should go to that masjid that is nearest to his home. And the reason for this is the khatam of Quran will take place. Sometimes a person likes to tour. You get people that like to tour this masjid, that masjid. The fear there is, by touring masjids, is a person may miss his khatam of Quran. And this is a mustaqil. This is a separate sunnah in the month of Ramadan, is to make the khatam of Quran in the Taraweeh Salah. So it's possible that we may miss that sunnah of making the khatam of Quran in the Taraweeh Salah. So ensure that if we happen to go to a masjid, we still don't go to any masjid where they are reading a different sipara from where we should be. So there's no harm, ideally read in that one masjid that you read, because there'll be more focus, more concentration, more sincerity. We're not going to impress ourselves with the surrounding, we are going for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person has to go, ensure that the khatam is not missed. The next thing that we should see is that after the Taraweeh Salah, don't rush out. If it takes time, read 2 rakat of salah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you allowed me to see the day, one day in the month of Ramadan. You allowed me to witness this day of Ramadan. Oh Allah, I make shukr to you for allowing me. And oh Allah, any shortcomings in this day, forgive me. So a person goes like that, he goes home, he tries to sleep early. I'll mention one incident, inshallah. This one incident will cover many things for us to learn. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, you know, in his one famous kitab known as the Ramadan of the Pious Elders. This was a very nice kitab for us to try and get and read. The Ramadan of the Pious Elders. How our pious would spend the month of Ramadan. Anyway, in there is one incident that is mentioned of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. These great people, the month of Ramadan was so important that they wouldn't even waste 1 second in the month of Ramadan. And sometimes you'll find the pious people and say, they don't even come and talk to me of anything unnecessary. Don't even come to tell me that this person or that person or that person is giving salams. Ideally, I don't even want to have time to take people's salams. The reason being is, I want to be so focused in the month of Ramadan. Obviously, we are not at that level, but still it teaches us that how we should preserve this time in the month of Ramadan. And one easy method of doing this is talking less. Talking less. If we don't need to talk, we don't need to chat, then don't chat. We'll be doing ourselves a great, great favor if we go onto those WhatsApp groups that we may be on and just exit the group. Exit that group. Tell ourselves we're doing it for the month of Ramadan, and if after Ramadan we don't join, we're still being kind to ourselves. Many a time the person is on WhatsApp groups, he's chatting unnecessary. We don't have 1 second to talk to people in direct contact. Why waste our time chatting on groups in the month of Ramadan? The less groups we are, the better for us. So leave the groups for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month wherein we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, in this incident that's mentioned there, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi was a grand mufti at that time of Darul Uloom Deoband. Very great alim. So he mentions that it was February of 1929. He said, I went to visit Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi in Tanabawan where his khanka was. And there, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was such that he didn't like big crowds. Sometimes we want to sit for itikaf or we want to go to the masjid where there are big crowds. The pious, they wouldn't like big crowds. They would like the seclusion. The more I am secluded, the better for me. The less I can get involved in unnecessary things. But anyway, it used to be such that they had many students and many people who kept contact with them. So what would happen was the month of Ramadan was the best time. They were free. They were off at that time. Their madrasas were closed, etc. So then to accommodate them, he would allow them to come in the month of Ramadan. And they would spend, many of them would spend the whole of the month of Ramadan with him. And many, many others would come just for the last 10 days. So here, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab mentioned that I went and the rector, the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband at that time was Qari Tayyab Sahab rahmatullah alayhi. He said, we both went to go and spend time with Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Now, naturally, in that khanka, that place was full, completely full. All the rooms adjoining the khanka was full. The rooms that were adjoining the masjid was full to such an extent that they had to put a tent in the courtyard. And sometimes they would even put a tent outside for those people that were coming for Nafil Itikaf. In the last 10 days, so many people would come. So he says, next we went there, and now the news had come to the people that were there, that there are two luminaries, so to speak, two great people that are coming. So it was a talk. Qari Tayyab Sahab was a Qari also, he was an Alim also, very, very learned. So they wanted for him to recite the Quran there in the last 10 nights, 3 paras a night, so they could listen to his Taraweeh. You know how sometimes we like nice Taraweeh? They wanted him to read those 3 paras, but they... Taraweeh was already continuing there. At that time, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi wasn't too well. He was, after Isha Salah, he was going home and reading his Taraweeh Salah with the family members, etc. because of his health. But in that masjid, the Khanka masjid, Taraweeh was going on. So some people came and requested from him, Hazrat, you know what, after the normal Taraweeh, allow Qari Tayyab Sahab to come perform 3 paras a night, so we can do 1 khatam in his year. Now look at the thinking of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. He thought to himself, that there are people that go to sleep after Isha Salah. And this is what we should be doing, especially in the month of Ramadan. After the Taraweeh Salah, there is no such thing as braais in the month of Ramadan. There is no such thing as dawats in the month of Ramadan. There is no such thing as socializing after Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan. This is the month that we should go and sleep early. If we sleep early, then we wake up early. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narration and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would mention that sleep immediately after Isha, perhaps Allah will give you the tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud salat. So one thing that we should do in the month of Ramadan, wake up 15 minutes earlier than we would normally wake up for sehri. If we wake up 15 minutes, I'm just saying 15 minutes, the more the better. Person wakes up 15 minutes earlier, at least he can get 4 rakats of salat with tahajjud. It's so easy. It's the same time at the time of sihri, is the time of tahajjud. So if we don't get our tahajjud in any other part of the year, this is easy for us. 15 minutes earlier we wake up, read tahajjud salat, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Duas are answered at that time, and make istighfar. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The pious people at the time of sihri, one of the things they do is they make a lot of istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. So anyway, when this request had come from Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, did allow him to perform this tarawih. So he thought to himself, there are people here that sleep. Although they're not asking me for a wrong thing, but at the same time, I have to keep the etiquette and I have to keep consideration of those people that would want to sleep. Now imagine if those people that are here, they want to sleep, this tarawih, 3 paras going on till late at night, what will happen to their sleep? So to keep everyone happy, he would encourage this. He says that to cause inconvenience, to discomfort somebody, this is haram, this is not permissible. For why should we do something that is nafil? And on the other side, by doing something nafil, we are going into haram. Rather, we leave out, and it is wajib, it is necessary to be considerate. So rather we do the wajib of being considerate and leave out this nafil. But at the same time, this is a good request that he's making. So what he told them to do, you see, there's a small masjid nearby there. Have this tarawih salah that you all want, have it there in that masjid. No problem, that nafil salah that you want to read. Have it there. In that way, you won't be disturbing all the crowd of people that are here. Maybe somebody doesn't want to join. He won't be forced and he won't feel uncomfortable. So in that way, they did this. Now, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions, he said that we had a habit in our madrasa there in Deoband that after tarawih salah, we would sit together, we would have some tea, like how we have some desserts after tarawih, and we would talk and we'll discuss some masala, etc. This was our habit. Now, when we came here, this is one of the advantage of staying in the company of the pious. We learn a lot of things. So he said, now when we came here, so what would happen is after we used to go to that small masjid, finish the tarawih late, me and Qari Tayyab Sahab, we would come to our room, and in our room we would talk. But because there was pin drop silence, such discipline Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi had, is that after tarawih salah till 3 a.m. in the morning, no discussions allowed. No loud tilawat of Quran allowed. No loud zikr allowed. Whoever wants to sleep may sleep. Whoever wants to read salah, he may read salah. He is the person who's sleeping is not getting disturbed. The person who is in salah is not getting disturbed. After 3 o'clock, if you want to read loudly, no problem. If you want to make loud tilawat after 3 o'clock, no problem. So long as you're not, because you know you're not disturbing anybody. So he said there was such pin drop silence that we were speaking in our room, but yet this could be heard outside. So the first night and the second night, it was heard, but nobody told us anything because we were special visitors there. So nobody had the guts to tell us. On the third night, he said, from far away, one person called out, one person shouted out that there's no talking allowed after Isha. He said, from there we realized our mistake and we also went to sleep immediately after Isha. Can you imagine? What great people, but yet immediately they rectified themselves when they were told. He went immediately to sleep after tarawih salah. One thing that we learn from here is that after the tarawih salah, let us not waste time. Sometimes Friday night, Saturday night, people want to meet up and all. Tell him, Jazakallah, we'll meet sometime after Ramadan. But this is a very, very, very great month, the month of Ramadan. My time is over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Some of the things to do is speak less in the month of Ramadan, interact less, talk more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let our friend in the month of Ramadan be the Quran. Any free time we got, we don't know what to do. Quran, 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 Quran. This is the month of Quran. That is the pious, they vie and they compete. Like how people will compete in cycling, people will compete in running, some people will compete in swimming. The pious in the month of Ramadan, the competition is Quran. Who can read the more Quran? If you want to have a competition at home, have it. Who can read more Quran? Let that competition run in our house. That who can read more Quran? If any chance we have in the month of Ramadan, let us spend it in the Quran Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.